Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 405, titled, Here's Your Ticket to Heaven. Get on board. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friend, may I offer you a ticket to heaven. You don't have to pay for it, and that's a good thing, because you could never afford to buy it. It's free, but only because someone has already paid the ultimate price for it. God loves you and not only wants you to have a fulfilling life on earth. He wants you to live with Him in heaven forever. C.S. Lewis said that if you get heaven, you'll get earth thrown in. He's the one who offers you a paid in full ticket, God. God is the one who offers you a paid in full ticket. No one wants to go to hell where there will be no joy and no pleasures whatsoever. And God doesn't want anyone to go there either. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9 that God is not willing that any should perish. But there is a problem with getting that free ticket. We have all done wrong. We have all sinned, haven't we? God's holy word says in 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Sin pollutes. It makes us unclean, unfit for God's presence in that wonderful, perfect place called heaven. Sin penalizes. It separates us from a sinless God. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. In short, my beloved, our sinfulness blocks the delivery of the ticket that we need to get into heaven. So who paid for it? Wait. There's good news. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth to be born and to live His holy life without sin. He suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. When God laid on Him the iniquity of us all, Jesus cried out, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? The answer is simple and profound. Jesus was separated from God because He took your place and mine on the cross, and by dying He paid in full the wages our sins had earned. Then he rose from the dead, was seen by hundreds of people, and is alive today, so you can know him and receive the gift of eternal life, your ticket to heaven, free of charge. That's right. The Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That is fantastic. You can become a new person, born of God, to start a brand new life that pleases God. And, of course, all God's children have a ticket to heaven. The question is, do you want it? It is no accident you were given this opportunity to hear about the ticket to heaven. God has made sure you can receive it. The whole issue is, did Jesus pay for all your sins or didn't he? God said he did. Trust God that it is so. John 3:36 states, he that believeth on the Son, that's Jesus Christ, hath everlasting life. Just as a man says, yes, I will take this woman to be my wife, God wants you to tell him, yes, I will take Jesus to be my Savior. I believe that he is the only way to heaven. The Bible says in 1 John 5:12, he that hath the Son hath life. If you believe that God's way to heaven is the only way, you can claim your ticket today by telling God in words like these. Dear friend of mine, are you ready to receive your ticket? If you believe right now on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. If you would trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior today, so that you can get this ticket to go to heaven, for Jesus is your ticket, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer, and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me right now, wherever you are. If you're driving, pull over and pray with me right now. Repeat what I say and mean it from your heart, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Dear friend, please remember what John 3:36 says. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Do you now believe in Jesus as your Savior, your only ticket to heaven? Do you have everlasting life, like God said? Well, if you trusted in Christ, you do. You have your ticket, and you're good to go. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is written by Sumner Wimp, a great evangelist that I used to listen to and read as a young Christian so many years ago. And it was published by Crossway, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this pamphlet online at crossway.org, but when you do, send them a love offering, and when you get the gospel pamphlets, pass them out. Who's your one? Pray for one. Pray for lost people to be saved when you pass out the gospel tracts. Do something for the glory of God. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners. So don't think that you're alone. Number two, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sins. Our bodies are put in a grave. Our souls go to hell forever if we have never trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. That leads me to point number three. Accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, dear friend, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself but believe on Christ. For the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, accept the fact, dear friend, that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please be willing to turn from your old life and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will do it. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 13, that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you want to get saved like Steph Curry, one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived, you can do that today. If you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, for your soul's salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart, and God will save you today. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before, been envious of others, coveted what other people had or have. I have dishonored my parents, disobeyed my parents. I've taken your holy name in vain and have disrespected you. I am guilty of breaking your Ten Commandments and committing many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered for me, bled for me, died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray for our sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, dear friend, until next time, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.